And those road blue trimmed in gold with blue lettering on the jerseys. We're going to get the starters as they're introduced here to the crowd, the fans on their feet. First player out for the Lady Comets is number one. That is Kaylee McIntyre. Next out is number 14. That is Miley Haney. Number 20 is Braylee Campbell. Number 21 is Jaylee Reese. And the final player out, number 24, Allie Willard. Those are your starters for the Lady Comets. Now we'll get the Lady Bobcats. And the other side of the gym will stand up now. The other side of the section here, I should say, to my left. First player out is Riley Pierce. She wears number two. Number three, Riley Davis. Number four for the Lady Bobcats, Allie Curley. Number 12 is Abby Bowers. And number 15. And number 15, the final player out, that is Caden Hillis. So those are your starters for the two teams. Referees are set here. And we'll get some final instructions, and the teams will head to the center circle to jump it up. We expect, like we said, an exciting contest here. Thank you for joining us here on K-Country 95 today for Lady Bobcat and Lady Comet basketball. Looks like Willard will step in with Abby Bowers as they get ready to jump it up. Referees looking around, make sure everybody's set. And now we'll step into the center circle. Ball's in the air, and it is controlled by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Davis has it out front. Riley on the dribble, picked up there as she looks at this zone defense here from Alton. Drives in, kicks it out. Over to Bowers in the corner. Back out to Pierce, now back to Bowers. Over to Davis, she'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Big rebound inside, tough rebound. Picked up by the Lady Bobcats, number 15, Hillis. Gets the rebound again on the missed three by Bowers. And Alton comes down with the block shot there and has the ball headed the other way. And it's going to be hard to see these numbers. Blue numbers on blue uniforms. We'll do the best we can here. McIntyre has the ball out front. And she'll pass off and turn it over. Steal off the other way to the basket. Up, and Davis missed a layup. I mean, nobody around. Just threw it a little bit hard. Kind of stumbled before she shot it. Back up the other way. Haney goes inside. The ball's tipped back out. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the backboard. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis calls out the play. A freshman, really good ball player. She'll take it to the right. Goes underneath to Bowers. Now back out. Shot on the way. A three-pointer is good by Allie Curley. So Curley puts the Lady Bobcats on the board first, and it's 3-0. Back the other way. On the dribble, Haney takes it down the middle, kicks it back out. They swing it around the outside, working it into the middle. Long hook shot. It's no good, but there's a foul called. Shot up by Campbell, number 20. She's fouled, and the foul, let's see who they called it on. They called it on Abby Bowers. Campbell will shoot the free throw. It's on the way, in and out, no good. So Bowers picks up her first. Campbell at the line. By the way, that first three-pointer of the game brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Forgot to mention that a while ago. Shot on the way is good. Campbell, one out of two. The senior puts the Lady Comets on the board. Davis on the dribble, gets the screen, works it in the corner to Bowers. She had it stolen. Picked up by Haney. Haney will head the other way right down the middle of the floor. Now backs it back out. Hook pass into the free throw line. Underneath, Willard powers it up and in. Good strong move by Allie Willard. She gets it down there. She's hard to stop. Back the other way, Curley to Bowers. Bowers will bounce pass over to Davis. Riley looking inside. Now looks at the zone, backs off, calls the play. Gives it back over to Bowers. She'll fire for three, and it's good. Abby Bowers with another three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. back the other way, and that's going to be almost a turnover there. McIntyre will pick it up. She's trapped, looking for help. Still looking, and that's going to be a steal. Nope, it goes into the backcourt, but run down by the Lady Comets, and then a foul called on Curley. Allie Curley reaching in, trying to get the ball back. It's called for the foul, her first. That is the second on the Lady Bobcats. Curley and Bowers each with a foul apiece. We'll head back the other way. Haney on the left side, back out top of the key. Three-pointer by McIntyre, no good. Rebound by Davis. Davis pushing it down the right side, goes around the defender all the way to basket. A lot of contact, put it up, couldn't get it to go. Rebound out to Thayer. Bowers for three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound inside. Davis fighting for it, and she jumps on the ball, and the timeout called by Coach Denny Young. Lady Bobcats lead at 6-3. We're going to take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Hey, welcome back again here to Thayer High School. 6-3, Thayer leading Alton in the championship game of the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic. It will be Thayer basketball. They're into the floor. They're inbounding underneath the goal. Pierce will bring it in. Gets it to Davis. Davis in the corner. Back out to Bowers. They swing it around. Pierce open for three. It's on the way. It's good. Riley Pierce knocks it down. That three brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. And a steal by the Lady Bobcats, and then a turnover. Bowers made the steal, but then threw it in behind Curley as she went to the basket. And we got a timeout called by Alton. 9-3 there on top. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Welcome back to Thayer High School, the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic. Alton has the basketball. Inside, they'll bring it back out to McIntyre. McIntyre high post to Campbell. They swing it around on the wing. Campbell gets it back. Back out front. Three-pointer by Haney's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and picked up by Davis, who seems to be everywhere right now. Beautiful pass from Davis to number 15 for the Lady Bobcats. That's Hillis, her first two. And Thayer right now leading it 11-3, but just committed another foul. And that is Abby Bowers. That's her second. Coming in now, number 44 for Thayer. That is Wheeler, Savannah Wheeler in. And Bowers will set down with her second free throw. Bowers on the bench with 3 points. Inside to Willard. Willard turns, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound Curley. Off to Pierce. Pierce up the floor to, couldn't see, Hillis. Hillis with the bucket and drew the foul. She'll go to the line, trying to complete a three-point play. And they're now up by double digits, leading by 10. That foul is on number one, McIntyre, her first. At the line, Hillis sets, free throw on the way, it's good. Caden Hillis now with 5 points here in the ball game. They are now leading by 11. Haney brings it up the floor. Campbell's gonna shoot the jumper, it's good. Nice shot by Braylee Campbell. She's got three now, and it's 14-5, a 9-point Thayer lead. Pierce underneath to Wheeler. Wheeler puts it up, no good. Follow rebound back up by Curley, no good, and the Lady Comets head the other way. Quickly back up the floor. They work it in to Willard. She's double-teamed, kicks it out. Haney open for three, puts it up off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound picked up by Willard. She'll go to the basket and draw a foul. And they're going to get either Pierce or Curley. They were both there. They're going to get Pierce for the foul. Riley's first. That is the fourth foul already on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Allie Willard at the line, misses the first. It is a two-shot foul. She was in the act of shooting. They're coming in with some substitutions here. Checking into the ball game for Thayer is number, have to check it here. Willard makes the second free throw. Number 21, and I believe that is Kinsley Regal. They're moving the ball around the outside. Wheeler had her shot blocked by Willard. Up to Haney. So Alton trying to cut into this lead. They've cut it back to 8 after trailing by as many as 10. Shot on the outside, three-pointer by Haney's no good. Fight for the rebound. On the floor, picked up by Campbell. She fires it up, and now we're going to get a late whistle. Foul called. There was a lot of contact there. And a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats fouling the shooter here. And again, these numbers are hard to see. It is Campbell. I was correct. I wanted to make sure that I had the right name and number there. Campbell missed the first free throw. She'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. So Campbell made 1 out of 2. She's got 4 points. And the Thayer lead now down to 7. Campbell will come out. She gets a breather. Coming back the other way, Riley Davis. She'll cross half court on the dribble, looks at the zone, gets the screen from Wheeler. They swing it around, trying to work it inside. Curley cut through, was open for a second, but they couldn't get her the ball. Davis dribbling through traffic, goes around everybody, gets the rebound back. Back out, Curley fakes a shot. Davis in the corner, three-pointer on the way is no good. Out of bounds, touch last by Alton. Wow, good ball movement by the Thayer Lady Bobcats there. And the Lady Bobcats will inbound. Pierce to bring it in. Looking to come in, still looking. They bounce pass it in to Regal. Back out to Curley. Curley underneath the Wheeler. Back out to Davis. Davis in the lane, kicks it out. Curley with it, drives in to Pierce. Pierce drives through the lane. Shot is blocked and taken down by the Alton Lady Comets. And I didn't see who made that block. We got a couple of players that's checked in here for Alton. Willard with the ball in the lane. She'll spin, put the shot up, no good. Pierce with the rebound. Up the other way, Davis on the dribble. Gives it to Regal. Her pass is going to go over the head of Davis and into the backcourt. It'll be a turnover over the head of Pierce. Abby Bowers and Curley check back in. They both come back into the ball game. Shot on the way. Campbell's three-pointer no good. Rebound pulled down by Curley. Curley on the dribble. Gives it up to Davis. Davis underneath to Curley. Back out to Bowers. Bowers for three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Curley, and she's clotheslined. We're going to have a foul called on the Alton Lady Comets, number 25. That is Trantham. Emma Trantham. That was the number we couldn't see earlier. Said hard to see these blue numbers on blue jerseys from up here at the top of the bleachers with a basketball outside. Lady Bobcats moving the ball around. Curley on the floor trying to get to the loose ball, gets it. Gives it to Hillis. Hillis drives down the lane, pass out to Pearson. She'll knock down the three. Riley Pierce with a three, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Willard drives in the lane, turns, kicks it back out. Haney now for a long three. That's on the way off the rim and going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're back up by 10, now 17-7. Lady Bobcats been on fire from behind that three-point line tonight. Out of their 17 points, they have made, looks like, 4 three-pointers. That's 12 of their 17. In the corner, Bobcats with it. Davis gets it on the cut, gets it back out to Bowers, to Pierce, around to Davis. Riley looking inside. Riley still looking for her first points of the ball game. To Pierce, over to Hillis, now to Bowers, or excuse me, to Curley. Her shot no good, loose ball picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Haney at the end of the quarter, couldn't get the shot to go. And at the end of one, your score 17-7. Their Lady Bobcats lead it. We'll take a break, back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
And welcome back to Thayer High School, the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic. I want to say thank you to a couple of more boosters. They include Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company at Thayer, and Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, just a few of our boosters for Lady Bobcat basketball. Alton with the basketball as we start this second quarter. McIntyre thought about the three, didn't take it, shot up, no good. That missed by Reese, Jaylee Reese. Her first shot of the game. They're quickly moving the ball back up the floor. They'll work it around the outside. Bowers over to Hillis. Hillis will give it to Davis. Davis, top of the key. Goes high post to Bowers. Back out to Davis. Davis driving in. Puts the shot up on the run. And we're going to get a travel called on Riley Davis. I said earlier, Davis looking for her first point. She actually made a three, so she does have 3 points. And we're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, number four. That is Curley. And for Curley, that's going to be her second. Lady Bobcats picking up some fouls here. First foul here in the second quarter. With the basketball, McIntyre across half court on the dribble. She's picked up there by Davis. Pass over on the corner, stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Davis has it. Davis waits on her teammates, gets it off to Curley. Now they go over in the corner. Pierce for the three-pointer. That's no good. Long rebound out to Alton. Miley Haney will bring it up the floor, gives it to McIntyre as they set up the offense. Now back to Haney on the wing. She takes a long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Bobcats, up the floor to Davis. Davis is going to be fouled, and that ball laid up there on the back of the rim for a long time before it fell off. Good rebound by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hillis pushed the ball up the floor, and Davis will go to the free throw line. First one is up, in and out, no good. Riley hit a three early, has not scored since. Checking in now, number 23, that's Haddock, Lily Haddock, in as Haney comes out for a breather. Shot on the way is good. So Davis made one out of two. She's got 4 points, and the Lady Bobcats lead is back out to 11. Almost a steal there. Bowers knocks it out of bounds on the sideline. Good trap with Bowers and Hillis. Inbound play here for Alton. They'll look to bring it in and do to Haddock. Now to McIntyre. McIntyre guarded by Davis. Back out to Haddock. They swing it around, trying to work it into Willard. Lady Bobcats fronting her with Bowers, and then got Curley in behind her. And we got a timeout called by the Alton Lady Comets. Timeout taken with 6:23 left in this first half. 18-7. Thayer leads it, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And again, welcome back here to Thayer High School. The Alton Lady Comets will have the ball. They trail by 11 here in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Inbound pass, they lob it into Willard in the middle, and she has three players on her. Almost a steal there by Davis. They work it back in. Campbell will shoot the jumper. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Bowers. Abby, nice pass forward to Davis. Davis, though, lost the handle. And then the pass is going to be stolen by the Alton Lady Comets. Almost stolen back by Thayer. Double team in the corner. And good move there by number, what was that, 21. Reese threw the ball off one of the Lady Bobcats. They had her trapped on the sideline. McIntyre cross half court, goes free throw line to Campbell. Back out, McIntyre to Haney. She shoots the long three, and this time it goes. Haney got one to go. Long three, and the score back down to an 8-point lead for the Thayer Lady Bobcats at 18-10. Davis on the dribble, hands off to Bowers. They swing it around the outside. Over to Curley, her three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alton. On the dribble, McIntyre crosses half court. McIntyre gives it to Campbell. Campbell back out to Willard. Willard throws the ball inside, trying to work it into the middle. The shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound, and Curley pulls it down. Off to Davis. Davis, nice bounce pass. Over to number 15, Hillis, for an easy layup. Hillis now with 7 points. Back up the floor. Shot off the glass is good. And I have to check the number. Number 21, that is Reese with her first two. They're back with the basketball, leading by eight. Bowers gives it to Pierce. Pierce in the corner to Davis. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Brings it back out to Pierce. Coach Young calling out the play from the sideline. With the basketball. Davis pulls up at the free throw line. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Alton Lady Comets. Heading back the other way. All the way to the basket. Haney tried to put it up. And may have had it partially blocked, but he goes out of bounds off her hands. Number four, Curley, going to get a breather for Thayer. And it looks like Regal will check back in, number 21. Thayer with the basketball. Davis crosses half court. Davis on the dribble to Regal on the wing. One dribble back out to Bowers. Bowers back to Regal. Back outside. I give it to Bowers. Three-pointer. It's good. Another three-pointer, Abby Bowers. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats back up by 11, 23-12. High post to Campbell, into the corner, back out. Haney open for three. She just hit one, make it two. Miley Haney with her second three. She's got 6 points. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats turn it over. Alton. Back to within eight here, can get a little closer. Just tripped down the floor. They work it in to Willard. She had it knocked away, picks it back up, and they said she traveled. She made a heck of a shot there as she reached in from underneath the basket and flipped it up and in, but they called her for the travel. Davis almost lost the ball off her foot as she's dribbling up the floor. Bounce pass high post underneath Bowers. With a nice pass over to Hillis. Hillis couldn't hang on to it. This goes back the other way now to Alton. Alton with the basketball. McIntyre out to Haney. Back over to McIntyre. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Haddock. Into Willard. Willard all alone. And she's going to score that 9 times out of 10. She's got 5 points, and the lead's back to 6 now. There with the basketball. Over to Davis. Davis thought about the three, didn't take it. They move it around the outside. Good ball movement here by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And they turn it over. Regal threw it over the head of Davis and out of bounds. And with that, Curley will check back in. Wheeler will check back in. And let's see, Bowers and Regal will sit out. Alton with the ball down six. Chance to get a little closer here. Still an interesting ball game here. Campbell back out to Haney. They're led by as many as 11. Foul called on Davis there on the drive. Riley with her first. And the Lady Bobcats will set up the defense. Pass into the backcourt. That's going to be a turnover on the Alton Lady Comets. They didn't call it. And Coach Young was up and running. One ref blew the whistle, the other one didn't, and they said it is Alton's ball. Somebody touched it, apparently. So the Lady Bobcats will inbound. Or excuse me, Lady Comets. Campbell with it. Campbell trying to go underneath. Nice pass into Willard, and she'll put it up and in. Willard with the basketball has 7 points now, and it's down to a four-point game. Alton fighting their way back in this, trailed by as many as 11, and that's going to be a backcourt violation. Thayer turning the ball over. Abby Bowers will run to the scorer's table. She'll check back in, and Savannah Wheeler will get a breather. Get a little bit more ball handling in there for the Lady Bobcats, who's turned it over the last couple of times. And this is down to a four-point ball game. Outside Haney for three. It's on the way. It's good. Miley Haney, her third three. She missed her first four shots, but she's hit her last three. Lady Bobcats now with a one-point lead and the ball. And that ball is off the foot of the Lady Comets and out of bounds. It'll belong to Thayer. Reese will check back in. Haddock out. Lady Bobcats on offense. Bowers with it. Back over to Davis. Now to Hillis. Out to Bowers. Bowers for three. Abby warming up. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. They're back up by four. Pass underneath. Ball loose on the floor. Alton comes up with it, then turns it over. Davis with a steal. Riley pushing the ball down the floor, puts it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound is going to be a foul by the Alton Lady Comets. 56 seconds left in this first half. This has been back and forth there early. Like I said, led by as many as 11. Alton come back. They cut it to one. There's back out by four now and has the basketball here with 55 seconds left in the half. Bauer's going to fire another three. It's good. Abby's lighting it up. She's got 12. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic with a basketball. Campbell back out to Haney. Haney, they quickly jump out on her. She'll shoot the running jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Bowers down there fighting for it along with number 20, Campbell. And they're going to say it's their basketball on the jump ball. They're back out by seven thanks to a couple of big threes from the senior, Abby Bowers. 28 seconds left to play here in this first half. On the dribble, Davis. She'll give it off to number two, Pierce. Pierce, three-pointer, no good. Long rebound picked up by the Alton Lady Comets, Jaylee Reese. Reese holds up, gives it to Haney. Down to 8 seconds, McIntyre. They go inside to Willard. Willard turns, puts the shot up off the glass. It's good. Nice shot at the buzzer. Willard makes it. It makes it a 29-24 halftime score. There, Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your first half stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
And welcome back again here to the Thayer High School halftime. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 5-point lead over the Alton Lady Comets in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic, the 51st annual Winter Classic. Earlier tonight in the third place game, it was Liberty over Houston, 71-54. I want to look at the first half scoring here for these two teams. First of all, the Alton Lady Comets, led by Miley Haney and Allie Willard, they have 9 points apiece. 4 points for Braylee Campbell and two for Jaylee Reese. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they were led by Abby Bowers. Abby hit 4 3-pointers. She's got 12 points. 7 points for Caden Hillis. Looks like 4 points for Riley Davis. 3 points for Riley Pierce. 3 for Allie Curley in the first half. Again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats leading it by a score of 29-24, and I think I told you wrong on that. Actually, Riley Davis has 1 point, and Riley Pierce has 6 points. I wanted to correct that in my scoring here. So, anyway, that is the score, though, 29-24 there, Lady Bobcats, with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. I want to say thank you again to some of our boosters for Lady Bobcat basketball. Again, they include Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, there in West Plains. There, Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen owner. Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, and Toyota of West Plains. Just a few of the many boosters for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. We are at the half. Your score, 29-24. Thayer with the 5-point lead here at the half. We'll take a break. More from Thayer High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back to Thayer High School, the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic Championship game. Lady Bobcats are back out. They're getting some shots up, getting warmed up and ready to go here for the second half of play. Leading by five, 29-24 over the Alton Lady Comets. Again, thank you to our boosters for Lady Bobcat basketball, including Nicholson Farms, all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward DDS in Springfield, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton and Theron Alton, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, American Family Insurance agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. And, of course, your Alton Lady Comet boosters include the Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. Those are boosters for the Lady Comets. We see the Lady Comets come back out of the locker room here with about 2 minutes left in this halftime break. No real foul trouble for Alton. Didn't commit a whole lot of fouls there. Nobody with more than one for them. For Thayer, Abby Bowers and Allie Curley both have two fouls apiece in the first half of play, so they're going to have to be careful here, especially early here in this third quarter. We are all set for our second half of basketball. We expect an exciting finish in this one. We'll take one more quick break. Back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And welcome back again to Thayer High School. The Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Alton Lady Comets here in the championship game of the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic. And the Comets are still out shooting around. Lady Bobcats over talking to head coach Denny Young. Remind you, we've got Bobcat basketball on the way at 7 o'clock tonight. There, Bobcats playing in the Hotbed Classic down at New Albany, Mississippi. The Redbone, Mike Crace is there for that. They'll take Ingemar Falcons. The Ingemar Falcons is who they'll be playing. So we'll look forward to that. We'll be listening. I'll be listening anyway after my game here to see how those Bobcats do. Lady Bobcats back out on the floor, back to their starters. They'll come back out. It is Davis, Bowers, Curley, Hillis, and Pierce. For Alton, they come back with McIntyre, Haney, Campbell, Reese, and Willard. So both teams back to their starters. High post to Reese, back out. Alton with the basketball. Haney has it behind the three-point line. They're out on her. She'll swing it around to Campbell. Campbell looking to pass, comes back across to Haney. Three-pointer by McIntyre is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Bowers. Abby looking up the floor. Pass up to the corner to Pierce. Back out Davis for three. That's off the rim, no good. Bowers had a hand on it, and it's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Alton. Good hustle by Abby Bowers there to get that loose ball. And the Lady Bobcats will inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. Trying to work it in. The ball's tipped and almost stolen by Alton, but it goes out of bounds. Good defense by the Alton Lady Comets. Jaylee Reese. Pierce will try again here. She sets the inbound. She'll come in. Gives it in to Hillis. Hillis across to Curley. Back out to Hillis. They swing it around in the corner. Bowers for three, and she hasn't cooled off a bit. Abby now with 15 in the ball game. Leads all scores, and Thayer's back up by eight. Almost a steal. It is a steal. Bowers off to Davis. Davis to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Riley now with 3 points in the game. Almost a steal. It is a steal. Pass underneath. Shot off the glass is good. Davis puts it in. And that quick, the Lady Bobcats stretch it back out to a 12-point lead at 36-24. Timeout taken by the Alton Lady Comets. So we'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And welcome back again here to Thayer High School. The Lady Bobcats come out on fire here in this second half and have built their lead back out to 12, 36-24, matching the biggest lead of the ballgame. Alton will have the ball out of the timeout. Both teams come back out, same five that left the floor, their starters. Alton will bring it the length of the floor. Thayer sets up in that zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 with the basketball. Out front, Haney gives it into the post to Campbell. Haney now drives down the lane. Her shot no good, and Bowers with a nice rebound. Quickly back up the floor. Davis thought about the three, didn't take it, drives in. She's trapped and looking for help, and we're going to have a jump ball called. It'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley was double-teamed, drove it right into traffic. Inbound play here. Pierce will bring it in, gives it into Hillis. Hillis backs it back out, gives it to Davis. Back to Hillis. Now in the corner, Bowers open for three again, and she finally missed one. But there was Davis for the rebound. Off to Bowers, back out. Hillis for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Alton Lady Comets. Haney, and we got a reach-in foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I believe they're going to get Davis for her second. Riley Davis called for her second foul. Abby Bowers now with 15 points to lead all scores. She finally missed the three that last time down. Before that, she had hit four in a row. Three-pointer on the way by McIntyre, no good. Save back in, great hustle by Willard. And then the shot is up and in by number 21, Reese. She's got 4 points and will go up the line trying to complete a three-point play. Let's see who that foul was on. Foul was on Davis, her third. That's big. Riley picks up her third foul. Shot is good by Reese. Reese now with 5 points. There's lead back down to nine. Alton fighting hard here to stay in this. Shot on the way, no good. Bowers, the rebound pulled down by Curley. Back out to Davis, and she'll fire a three. Davis now with 8 points in the ball game. There with a little trap now. In the backcourt, Alton got to get the ball up the floor, and it's going to be a turnover on the Alton Lady Comets. I think Alton a little surprised, wasn't expecting that press to be thrown on there. They're now with the basketball. Davis outside, gives it to Pierce. Over to Hillis, and she stepped on the baseline. Good aggressive move to the basket, but good defense there by Alton. Cut off the drive to the basket. She had to step out. Alton with the basketball, Lady Comets. Miley Haney, who hit a couple of big threes. Inside to Willard. Willard puts it up, couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Curley. She'll give it back to Davis. Davis pushing the ball down the left side to Pierce. Pierce back out to Davis. Swing the ball around. In the corner, Bowers to Pierce. Back over, Hillis for three. That's on the way, no good. Rebound by Davis. Riley's going to fire for three. That's good. And now she's starting to warm up. Riley in double figures now with 11. Quickly back the other way. Alton with the basketball. McIntyre out to Reese. She'll fire for three, and that's good. Jaylee Reese with a big three. She's got 8 points now. With the basketball, Hillis works it inside to Bowers. Bowers in the corner to Pierce, open for three. Another three-pointer. And those three-pointers being brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Alton will inbound the basketball, trailing by 15. And Alton's coach upset. They stopped play so one of the Thayer players could tie her shoe, and Alton was headed the other way on a break. And he's wanting to know why they stopped that play, which is a good question. Lady Comets will inbound the basketball. Haney has it. Haney looks at the double team, gets it up the floor, and the ball slapped out of bounds. Good block there, showing off her volleyball skills as she went up with two hands and blocked that into the front row here. Abby Bowers with the deflection. With a basketball, Haney swings it around. The shot on the way. Three-pointer is good. Long three-pointer, number 22 for the Alton Lady Comets. And I am, number 23. And that there answers right back with Riley Davis knocking down a three, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare's Orthopedic Clinic. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
And welcome back again here to Thayer High School. The Thayer Lady Bobcats now leading by 15, 48-33 over the Alton Lady Comets. Alton will have the basketball after the timeout. And look to see if they can cut into this lead. This is the biggest lead of the night. Thayer still in the huddle. Referee going to come over and tell them they got to get out on the floor. Thayer has been lighting it up from the three-point line tonight. Alton with the basketball. They'll bring it in. Haney will bring it up the floor now. Moving to the point. McIntyre moving over on the wing. Haney picks up the dribble. Her lob inside is going to be stolen by Pierce. Up the floor, Curley. Curley gives it to Davis. Davis looking inside. Finds Bowers. Bowers off the glass. Couldn't get it to go. That's just too close for her, I guess, because she's been knocking down those threes. And now we're going to have a out of bounds on Alton. I think one of the ladies from Alton was standing on the end line when she reached in and tied up the Lady Bobcats trying to get that jump ball. There will inbound. 48-33. Davis with it. Davis gives it off to Bowers. Bowers drives in. They swing it around. Pierce for three. It's on the way. It's good. Riley Pierce with another three. That three brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer with a steal inside. Davis up and in. Thayer now has three players in double figures. And they built this out to a 20-point lead, starting to pull away here in this second half. Willard drives in, puts the shot up, and we're getting a blocking foul called on Riley Pierce. Willard now in double figure. She has 11. They did count the basket. 11 points for Willard. Cuts it back to an 18-point lead. And Allie will go to the line. That's the second foul on Riley Pierce. Willard shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Curley. She'll give it off to Davis. Davis running the point out front. On the dribble, looks at that zone, backs it back out, gives it over on the wing to Hillis. Hillis will take it now top of the key. Off to Pierce. Pierce in the corner to Curley. Back over to Davis. Lady Bobcats, good ball movement here. They work it around the outside. Pierce trying to go inside, and good steal there by the Alton Lady Comets. McIntyre up the floor, puts it up off the glass for two. McIntyre's first two of the ball game. And the lead's back down to 16. Alton trying to fight back here. They trailed by as many as 20. Bowers has it. Bowers over to Curley. Curley goes up and draws the foul. Willard going to get called for the foul for Allie. That will be her first. And that's going to send Allie Curley to the free throw line. Looking for her third point in the ball game. Excuse me, fifth point in the ball game. Allie's free throw is no good. She'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 5 points now for Curley. And the Lady Bobcats lead is now at 17. Alton with the basketball. McIntyre to Reese. Back to McIntyre. They swing it over in the corner. Back around the outside. Trying to work it in to Willard. Almost stolen. Good defensive play there by Abby Bowers. Got a hand on it. 2:08 left to play in this third quarter. There by 17. Inbound play. Looking to come in. They're going to bring it in to Willard. Willard driving down the lane. Puts the shot up on the run. Can't get it to go. And Curley pulls down the rebound. Gives it to Davis. Davis drives baseline. Pass back out to Bowers. Bowers for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound saved back in by the Alton Lady Comets. And again, Abby Bowers went up with two hands and blocked that shot. Looked like she was at the net in volleyball blocking a shot. Blocked it back out of bounds, so it'll belong to Alton. With a basketball up the floor, Alton Lady Comets. Reese gives it on the wing. They go inside to Willard, and Willard turns, ran into Pierce. Lady Bobcat fans wanted the charge. Alton fans wanted the foul. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Alton. Was a lot of contact both ways with the basketball. Alton looking inside. The pass is going to go stolen by Abby Bowers. Abby gives it off to Pierce. Riley pulls up for the jumper. That's on the way, no good. Rebound by Reese. Off to Haney. Miley Haney. Pass up the floor, and we're going to get a foul called, I believe, on Curley. Is it Curley? No, it is not Curley. It is Hillis with a foul, number 15. McIntyre will inbound. Looking to come in. Brings it in to Haney. Miley Haney made a couple of big threes in that first half. They could use a couple now. They go high post to Campbell. Nobody on her. She passed it back out. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Pierce. Picked up by Abby Bowers. Abby will bring it up the floor. Abby out front now. Lost the ball on the dribble, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Alton. Almost a turnover there on Thayer. Good hustle by the Alton Lady Comets. Riley Davis, the freshman, with the basketball outside. Passes underneath to Bowers. Back out around to Davis to Pierce in the corner. They've got so many three-point shooters. Alton have to jump out. Bowers with the three. That's no good. And the rebound chased down. Curley had a hand on it, but he goes off to Alton. McIntyre now will bring the ball up the floor. 54-37, 30 seconds left here in this third quarter. with a basketball. Shot on the way, three-pointer by Haney. Couldn't get that one to go. They come back out to Haney, and she's going to be fouled by Davis. And that's going to be four on Riley. That's big. And quickly, Coach Young runs down the bench and grabs Riley Josaro. She'll check in as Davis will get a breather. At the line, Haney sets for the free throws. First one is on the way, and it's good. Haney now in double figures with 10. Second, Lady Comet in double figures. Willard leads away with 11. Second shot is up, and it's good. Haney with 11, Willard with 11 to lead the Lady Comets. Fourth there, Abby Bowers leading the way with 15. And Pierce has 12. Jump ball called. It'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Their Lady Bobcats turn it over. Reese checks back in. She'll come in. And Campbell will get a breather. 15-point game. Lady Bobcats led by as many as 20 here in this third quarter. Alton trying to fight their way back in it. Miley Haney crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it on the wing. They come back out. Three-pointer on the way by Haney. No good. Rebound Haddock. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe. Did they call the foul? I think before the buzzer. They did call the foul on number two, Riley Pierce, and that's going to send Haddock to the free throw line. Lily Haddock has 3 points. She made a three there in the early part of the quarter. Missed that one. She'll get one more before we go to this third quarter break. Second free throw is on the way, and it is no good. So at the end of three, your score 54-39. Thayer with the lead back here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
And again, welcome back here to Thayer High School, the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic Championship game. It is another big Oregon County battle as the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Alton Lady Comets square off. They're leading by 15 at the end of three quarters. They led by as many as 20 in that third quarter. Inbound play here for Thayer. They'll bring it in. Hillis has it. Caden out front. Crossover dribble, takes it down the lane, kicks it out to Sorrell. She'll swing it around to Curley, back out to Hillis. Lady Bobcats playing without their point guard, Davis in foul trouble with four fouls. Bowers off to Sorrell, back out to number 15, Hillis, and she's going to be fouled hard by Willard. Then Willard will go over and help her up. And Caden will go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. That is the second foul on Allie Willard. At the line, Caden Hillis sets for the first. It's off the back of the rim, no good. So she'll get one more here, trying to make this a 16-point Lady Bobcat lead. Shot is on the way. It's off the rim, no good, but Abby Bowers sneaks in and gets the rebound. Then they leave her alone. She missed the three, but Sorrell's there for the rebound. She can't get it to go. And the rebound's picked up by the Lady Comets. Lady Comets really dodging a bullet there. They left Bowers all alone, and then Sorrell had the rebound and a layup but couldn't get it to go. And now she commits the foul. I'm going to send McIntyre to the free throw line. at the line. Kaylee McIntyre, she has 2 points on the night. Make it three as she knocks that first one down. She'll set for one more here. A foul on Sorrell was her first. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. I don't know what they're doing here. I thought she was inside the three-point line, but apparently not. I guess it was a three. She shoots three free throws and makes the third. So three big free throws there. Cuts it back to a 12-point ball game. Quickly up the floor. Sorrell has it on the wing. Gets it back out to Bowers. Abby trying to get free. Has the ball loose on the floor and a jump ball. And not a jump ball. It's a foul on Abby Bowers. Abby commits her third. Lady Bobcats will send Riley Davis back in. Riley playing with four fouls, but they need her ball handling in here right now. It's just a 12-point game. With a basketball, driving in. Campbell, again, was alone, but turned it over. Hillis just took it out of her hands. Bowers up the floor to Davis. Davis back out to Bowers. There with a basketball, leading by 12. Down to 6:46 to play. Abby in the lane. Her pass underneath is going to go behind Curley and out of bounds. Good idea. Just a little bit too fast of a pass for Allie to hang on to. So McIntyre brings it back up. Alton trying to get back into single digits here with a three, or at least down to 10 with a two. Shot at the free throw line is good for Haney. Alton again fighting her way back. Sort of like what we saw in the first half. Went there, built a big lead, and then Alton came back to make it close. And now we got a reach-in foul called on the Lady Comets. They're going to have to make their free throws here. But that is not a shooting foul, so they won't make them yet. Say down the stretch, you're going to have to knock down some free throws. McIntyre just picked up her third foul. Pierce slaps the ball as they get ready to inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. Got to get it in here, and they do to Davis. And Davis, it's going to say, they're going to say white ball. One of the Alton Lady Comets got a hand on it. And the referees, what are they going to call? It looked like Thayer just turned it over, just threw it out of bounds, and now they do say Alton Comet basketball. They said white, but they meant blue. Pointed the wrong way. Yeah, Thayer tried to inbound. They threw it over the head of Davis, and it went out of bounds here at the scores table. So Alton gets the ball back, a chance to get this into single digits. Campbell with it. Campbell looking inside. High post to Haney. Inside. Nice pass off to Willard, and she's going to be fouled by Curley. Curley picks up the foul. Now Allie has three fouls, and Alton a chance to get this back to within eight. With lots of time left, 6 minutes. Lady Comets really fighting hard here to stay in this one. Trailed by 20, they come back to cut it to eight. Theirs went cold from behind the three-point line where they were red hot early here in this half. Shot by Willard is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Bowers. Bowers up the floor to Curley. Curley off to Davis. Riley backs it back out. Freshman point guard for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a foul called on McIntyre, and that's going to be McIntyre's fourth. So both point guards, McIntyre and Davis, have four. 5:50 left to play. Thayer will inbound, looking to come in. Still looking. They're going to bring it in to Hillis. Now over to Curley, to Bowers in the corner. Abby spins, trying to go to the basket. Beautiful pass. Off to Curley for two and a foul. That was a nice setup. Abby drew the defense, dropped off the bounce pass to Curley on the other side. And Curley now with 7 points. That foul, didn't see who they posted it on. It was on Willard, her third. Curley knocks down the free throw. Curley now with 8 points. And Thayer's back out now by 13. with the basketball. Haney at the free throw line, lobs it underneath. It's tipped and stolen, taken by Davis. Davis driving down the lane, nothing there. She'll bring it back out, set up the offense. Good decision. Good smart play by the freshman. Oh, pass trying to go inside to Bowers. It's stolen back by Thayer, and Bowers will put it up and in. Abby now with 17. Leads all scores. Back the other way. Shot up by Willard is no good, but she's going to be fouled, and we'll see who that's on. That's going to be on Hillis. Caden Hillis walked underneath Willard as she was going up for the shot. Back out to a 15-point lead. Bowers leading the way with 17. Davis has 15 now for the Alton Lady Comets. Haney has 13, and Willard has 11 as Willard missed that first free throw. Second one is on the way, and it's off the rim, no good. Davis with a rebound. Riley Davis, she'll come across half court on the dribble. Looks for the screen, gets it, now works it in the middle to Bowers. Bowers will put it up and in. 19 now for Abby. And the Lady Bobcats starting to pull away again with 4:37 to play, leading by 17. Oh, we're going to have a foul called, and that's on Hillis. Caden trying to guard Haney, and she started to go up with it. The foul they said was on the floor. Reese will check back in. She comes in, and Willard's going to get a breather. And now, I thought that she was shooting. Haney will go to the free throw line. They were going to inbound it. They realized the Bobcats had committed five fouls. So Haney steps the line and missed the free throw. Big misses here in this second half by the Alton Lady Comets at the free throw line. Had a couple missed there at the end of the third quarter. Finally, Haney gets one to fall. Haney now with 14 in the ball game. There with the basketball up the floor. Pierce open for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alton. A little bit quicker shot probably than what Thayer wanted. Almost a steal, it is a steal. Hillis with it, Hillis will hold up. Again, smart basketball here by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No hurry, they have the big lead, leading by 16. Bowers with it on the wing, out front to Curley, off to Hillis, underneath to Bowers. Bowers is gonna be fouled. As she put it up off the glass, she'll go to the free throw line. Abby with 19 points. A chance to get to the 20 mark here at the free throw line. That foul was on number 20, Campbell, her first. Bowers' first free throw is on the way, in and out. Neither team can make a free throw right now. Abby will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Bowers now with 20. Thayer leads it by 17, 62-45. With the basketball, Haney drives into traffic. It's stolen by Hillis. Hillis pushing the ball up the floor, now holds up. Brings it back out to Bowers. Coach Young calls out the play, and Bowers holds on to the basketball. She'll hand it to Davis. Davis takes it all the way around to the right wing. Gives it over to Curley, wide open three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Haddock to Haney. Haney now up the floor to McIntyre. McIntyre thought about the three, didn't take it. Haney will. Haney shoots the three, makes the three. And for Haney now, she's got 17. And timeout has been taken. 62-48, 14-point Thayer lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And again, welcome back here to Thayer High School championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to keep the trophy here at home. And they lead it by 14-62-48 over the Alton Lady Comets. Alton has fought hard here. They fell behind by as many as 20. They come back, got as close as 10. Thayer went back out by 17. Alton cut it back down to 12. With still lots of time, 3:17 left to play. Thayer basketball. Bowers will inbound to Davis. A senior into the freshman. The freshman will bring the ball up. And she's going to be picked up just about the time she gets to half court. Bowers with it, looked inside, comes back out to Hillis. Back to Davis. Davis to Curley. Curley spins in. Thought about it. Her pass back out, stolen by McIntyre. Good steal by McIntyre all the way to the basket for two. Kaylee with a nice play there. Makes it a 12-point ball game. Davis over to Hillis. Hillis back out to Pierce. Pierce looking for help. She's double-teamed. And she's going to give it over to Davis, and Coach Young called timeout before she could make the pass. So another timeout taken. 2:37 left to play there by 12. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And again, welcome back here to Thayer High School. We've got just a little over 2 minutes left to play here in this ball game. Thayer Lady Bobcats by 12. Reminder, we got Bobcat basketball on the way here at 7 o'clock. Bobcats playing in the Hotbed Classic down at New Albany, Mississippi. They'll take on the Ingemar Falcons. Mike Crace is there for that. Riley Pierce is set to inbound the ball. She'll bring it in to Riley Davis. Davis, high post to Bowers, back out to Pierce. Pierce, going to be double-teamed. She gives it off to Bowers. Bowers, back to Hillis. Good ball movement here by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the pass inside, stolen by the Alton Lady Comets. McIntyre with a nice steal. And then her pass, stolen by Hillis, but thrown back in. Into the hands of Alton. Three-pointer by Haney, no good. And Bowers rips down the rebound. Abby pushing the ball the other way. Gives it off to Davis. Beautiful spin move by Riley Davis. Riley now with 17 in the ball game. Lady Bobcats have three players in double figures, led by Bowers. Shot on the way is no good. Willard with the rebound, had it knocked away. Picked back up by the Alton Lady Comets. Now the rebound pulled down by Bowers again. Pushing the ball up the floor. Goes underneath to Hillis, or tried to, and it's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Alton. Right now, Thayer by 14 with a minute 40 left to play. It will be Thayer basketball. Willard will come out. She'll get a breather. Inbound play. Davis has it on the wing. Thayer in no hurry. Davis brings it all the way back out front. Crossover dribble. Goes down the lane. Kicks it out. Bowers open for three. That's short. And she is really cooled off. She was red hot there about halfway through the ball game. Quickly back the other way. Pass underneath. Stolen by Bowers. Abby's pass up the floor. Now going to be just out of the reach of Davis and out of bounds. Lady Bobcats didn't need to try to push that hard. They were up 14, still up 14. Haney gets it up to Haddock, back to Haney. Haney drives down the lane, puts up a shot and draws the foul. I think they're going to get Abby Bowers on the foul. For Abby, that would be her fourth. It is not. That is Hillis with her fourth. Hillis picks up her fourth foul, and Haney will go to the free throw line. Miley Haney leading Alton in scoring. She's got 17, make it 18 as she knocks that one in. Miley will set for the second. The sophomore here steps up to the line. Haney's second shot is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Abby Bowers inside. Abby pushing the ball up the floor. Good pass ahead. Now gets it back on the cut for the layup. 22 for Abby Bowers. She did a great job with that pass and then cut right to the lane and got it back. Now she blocks the pass inside. And we got a travel called. Turnover on the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer's going to go to their bench and bring in all their subs now with 47 seconds left to play. Let this crowd show their appreciation for Riley Pierce, Caden Hillis, Abby Bowers, and Riley Davis. They all come to the sideline. Thayer will inbound. Sorrell takes the inbound pass, gives it up to Curley. Curley, the only starter left on the floor. They swing it into the corner and stepping out of bounds. Their Lady Bobcats turn it over. Quickly back the other way. 38 seconds left to play. So Thayer bring home the championship trophy here of the Thayer Winter Classic. Haddock going to fire the jumper. That's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Alton Lady Comets and off the leg of Curley and out of bounds. Allie shot into the passing lane. It went off her leg. 24 seconds left. All that's left to find out is what the final score is going to be. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Regal. She'll push the ball down the right side. Holds up. Pass over to Sorrell. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Wheeler. Back out to Curley. Thayer with 9 seconds left. It's going to pass it in the corner, and it's tipped and out of bounds. Down to 6 seconds left. So this one is in the books. Thayer Lady Bobcats are the champions of the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer will inbound. Looking to come in. They bring it in to Wheeler. Pass back out, stolen by Alton. Down to 2 seconds to play. And that's going to do it. Your final score, 66-51. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have defeated the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Thayer Decorating post-game show. That's on the way in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks.